Don't touch my soul. When it's a rhythm, I know. Don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've found. Don't touch what's there.
I used to be ashamed of my natural born crown. I had to have my inches, hated wearing it down. But God awakened me and gave me the truth that my hair is connection with my spiritual roots. But having all the knowledge was only one part. I had to drown out an image that was forced on me. No more permanent impressing, the glue and the damage. But wearing my afro like curls and coils, 'cause I'm black, sister, I'm here with you. You're strong, don't listen to the ones against you. You're queen, sister, supreme, sister. You're glorious, magnificent, and heaven sent. You're my gorgeous sister, rock froze my sisters. Love yourself and everything that comes with you. You're a queen, sister, supreme, sister. Remember to go ahead and take a picture.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Black Hair Care Matters podcast. I'm your host, Queen Quamo, and I know I've been gone for a long ass time, okay? I won't even say how long I've been gone, but baby, when I tell you, life been hitting me. Business was hitting me. It's just been a lot going on, and your girl had to get herself together. But I'm back, and I hope everybody is doing well. I hope y'all taking care of them crowns on y'all head and doing everything and your glory to make sure that you are queening it out. And if you a king listening, I hope you're doing everything in your power to make sure you kinging it out. You know, I wish everybody well. So today is a very, 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 very special day. And I feel like as young black girls, we don't celebrate this enough. But I'm trying to break a generational curse with this, with my TT babies and my future children to be. But my TT baby, Naraya, say hey, Raya.
Hey, y'all. I know y'all miss me. And I miss y'all.
Girl. And my other niece in the back, Savannah.
Hola, señoritas.
Well, we riding around because we just having a girl's day because my TT baby has officially
got my period.
Okay, look, I was going to say something a little bit more PG. She has welcomed into womanhood, you know. And I'm so excited for her. How you feel, mama?
I feel amazing.
You feel amazing.
But I am pretty, pretty.
You hungry?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm mostly hungry all the time,
so. Yeah. Well, you know, that's what happens. You know, you get cranky, you get hungry. Sometimes you cry. Your emotions is all over the place. You sleep a lot. You know, everybody is different when it comes to having a cycle. It just really depends on the person, you know. So when you found out that that's what was happening to you, how did you feel?
I just felt like my first instinct was, am I having a baby or what? Like, that was truly my first instinct.
Why did you think you was having a baby, mama?
Because I didn't, but then I just realized, like, oh, well, let me, I gotta go confirm this to my mom. But it was really, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. But my sister was still up, so I told my sister, and she was the first one to know.
So when you found out, Savannah, did you know that's what was going on?
No.
What did you think was going on?
I'm like, she having a baby.
So y'all both thought she was having a baby.
I literally thought she was, I was like, are you okay? Are you dying? Like, she was having, it was so much blood loss that I was like, I was panicking because I thought that she was about to die or something.
Oh, so my
she
God.
She told me to roll up some tissue to put it in my drawer, temporary pad.
Yeah, because that's if my mama don't got no pad, that's what she do.
Yeah. I think every woman had done that before. You know, if you out and about and your period just come on unexpectedly. And so that's why it's important too. We finna have a whole one-on-one session as to womanhood. We're gonna talk about what we should do so we could be prepared and we can avoid accidents and we could just embrace being young women, you know? So welcome to motherhood. Let's give her a round of applause, y'all. Come on. I'm so happy for her. Thank you. All right, my girls. So now that y'all got y'all McDonald's and y'all eating and everything, like, what y'all want to talk about first? Do you have questions? Do you want to...
I have a question.
What's your question?
So, if you're on your period, and what exactly do you tell your siblings if they see you on a period? Like, what do you exactly do you tell them?
What do you tell them? You just tell them you're having your period, you know?
Yeah, but what if they don't understand the period?
Then you explain to them. And do you understand what a period is? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, explain to me. What is a period?
It's where you bleed throughout your body because your body is cleaning itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mom told
me. Yeah. Okay, so it's that's part of it. It starts... You got a question? What's the question?
No, I want to answer the question.
What's the question? I mean, what's the answer?
That's about growing up and becoming
That's true too. That's very true too. That's true too. So y'all both are right. Neither one of y'all are wrong. It's a little bit more complex, you know. Not much, but a little bit more, you know. With becoming a woman, your body starts developing hormones, you know, because as women, we can start having babies, you know. Your menstrual cycle helps cleanse your body and helps also with the production of hormones and other things associated with developing a healthy baby, okay? Now, it's not just for a baby. It's also for the hormones. So, like, you go through puberty. Y'all know what puberty is, right?
Mm-hmm. When you become ugly.
When you become what now?
When you become ugly in your life, then you glow up when you get older.
That's true, too. I can't even say that ain't true. That is definitely... Because, girl, when I went through puberty, girl, I was a little boy. A whole little boy out here, okay? Somebody's daddy, somebody's little daddy, okay? That's how I looked. I was ugly as hell as a teenager. To me, I think everybody go through that little stage. Hold on, they ain't messing up our recording. Hold on. Everybody go through that little stage in their life. So let me pull up some dictionary definitions though, because y'all know TT is not no scholar. So puberty, according to the dictionary, is the process of physical changes through which the body matures into adulthood. And you know, that's it. So boys go through puberty too. They puberty just different.
Oh, that's I had this one kid. My teacher says that puberty was a good thing.
Uh-huh.
And that men, they will be normally short.
Uh-huh.
And they'll grow taller.
Yep. Yep.
When most of the kids in my classroom were really, really short.
Yeah.
Really short.
That's true. That's true. Boys, they go through a big growth spurt and they voice get all funny and they get pubic hair and you get acne. Now, women, we do that too. Oh, yes. I've struggled with acne ever since puberty. Ever since the moment that I got my cycle, the hormones, I guess, was too much for my body and I started developing acne. So, once you hit puberty, you got to really make sure that you take care of your body. You got to make sure your diet is on point. You got to
eat McDonald's 24/7.
No, you're not going to eat McDonald's no goddamn 24/7. Now, you can get it now. But sometimes you got to put fruits and vegetables in your body.
I like fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, fruits and vegetables good.
Only fruits and vegetables that I don't like is Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I don't like Brussels sprouts neither. It tastes like garbage. It tastes just like garbage. Like, it tastes like me in the whole trash can. They nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so you can't blame me on that one.
Yeah, so once puberty hit, though,
you
got to drink more water too, especially young women, because we got this stuff called pH balance, okay? You gotta drink water, okay? If you don't, when you hit puberty, and especially during your menstrual cycle, if you're not getting enough water and fruits and vegetables in your body and you're not being clean, like on your hygiene, you will have an odor out of this world. You can get yeast infections.
Ew.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting, doesn't it? But it's normal. I mean, you can get a yeast infection with absolutely nothing. But that's why you have to stay upon your body now. Okay? Mm-hmm. Anybody got some questions?
Yes, I do.
So, what's your question?
So, if I'm ugly now, I'll be even prettier when I grow up.
First of all, you're not even ugly now. So, don't fucking start. You're very, very beautiful. Y'all are some beautiful young girls. You know. But, I'm going to be real with you. When you get older, the looks just get better. Okay?
Yes.
You definitely, you're already glowing. Number one, you're beautiful. But, when you get older, yes, the glow up gonna be real, sweetie. The the glow up is gonna be real. So
I'm gonna be better than Kim Kardashian because I got the bigger booty.
So why is Kim Kardashian the example you use for beauty?
Huh?
Hmm?
Because beauty is pain.
Well, what's some black beautiful women that y'all know?
Rihanna.
She's beautiful.
Zendaya. Megan Thee Stallion.
She beautiful. She beautiful too.
Lizzo.
She definitely beautiful.
Nicki Minaj.
I love Lizzo. I love Nicki Minaj. You know, I'm a Barb for life.
Cardi B?
Yeah. What about Lauryn Hill?
What's that?
Y'all don't know Lauryn Hill?
No.
Okay, we're gonna watch some Lauryn Hill when we get off of this phone.
Whitney Houston, right?
Whitney Houston was very beautiful. You know, what about some natural beautiful women?
I can't remember her, but she inspired you to do the podcast and stuff. She had her very own hair care.
Madam CJ Walker.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah, you know, because that's what I'm telling you. I just want y'all to know, it's not wrong with you saying Kim Kardashian beautiful. She is beautiful. But it's different shades of beauty. None of us have to have the same look, the same appearance, same body weight. We can all be beautiful, okay? Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. There's some ugly people in the world, for sure. But it's a lot more beautiful people if we stop looking at people with closed lens and closed minds. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to conform to nobody's standard of beauty. You know? So what do y'all think being a woman means? What does being a woman mean to y'all? What's up? Tell me.
I think being a woman is like seeing how things work and understanding more things that you didn't understand while you were a kid.
That's true. That's true. You're not wrong about that. Yeah, what you think being a woman mean, Ryan?
So, being a woman is where you can't really do no little crazy stuff when you're on your period and stuff. You can't be swimming no more while you're on your period unless you have tampons. And then also being a woman, you can do more stuff that you couldn't do as a kid.
That's true. That's both things is true. You know,
you can drive. You can work out of Mickey D's.
Yeah. I think being a woman, me personally, I think being a woman is very, very complicated, but very, very much so a privilege. You know, I appreciate being a woman. I do understand the problems and struggles with being a woman. And I shouldn't say problems, but I understand the realities of being a woman. But,
you
know.
Roman.
I said what?
Roman.
You know what I'm saying, girl. Don't be. You know your TT talk funny. Don't do that. But it's hard being a woman. But it's also nice to be a woman. I appreciate being a woman. Like, are you happy to be a woman?
Yeah.
Why?
Because not all the hot boys gonna want me.
Girl, you know your mama gonna hear this, right? Now, do you like being a woman?
I guess so.
Yeah? What do you like about being a young woman?
I can do more things and I grow more.
Yeah.
And then nobody else can pick on me. Because if they do, I'm going to beat them up.
Okay, y'all say it. See, Lord have mercy.
Beat that boy with a bat. Smack.
Girl, get that Chicago out your system. But, you know.
I hope it's black. I'm bringing back to school. You
want
to mess with me?
Yeah. Now, what are some things that y'all have questions about? Like, what other questions do y'all got? What's up, Ryan?
Is it about McDonald's? Because I asked a question about McDonald's.
What's the other question, Savannah?
It's about adulthood, whatever, mm-hmm. womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, like, really hard to be a woman? Because, like, you just get discrimination.
That's true. Hell yeah. Sometimes, yes. Especially a black woman. I feel like as a black woman, it's definitely a lot harder because it's so many vices that that come against you sometimes. And it's not something that should cripple you. I've learned to embrace it, but I'm not going to be quiet that it's not an issue. You know, sometimes you experience issues. Sometimes you get some unfair treatment. Sometimes you're not allowed to be feminine. When you should embrace being feminine, because femininity is a beautiful thing. Do y'all know what femininity is?
Being a woman?
being a woman. What, like, what does that look like to you? Femininity. What does it look like to you?
You know, wearing nice clothes, looking nice, being pretty, got that, all that makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't have to wear makeup to be feminine. You know? But you could, it could also, it's you're right. It's with your dress, it's with the way that you, the way that you present yourself, your clothing, your makeup. You're right. But it's also your attitude, a feminine attitude, a feminine spirit, you know? Learning when to be submissive and when to have authority, you know? And I think because society has oppressed us so much, we've lost our ways of being feminine. So while y'all being young girls, I want to encourage y'all, don't be afraid to be pretty. You hear me? Don't be afraid to be a pretty girl. Yep, flick your beads. Don't be afraid to flick your beads. Don't be afraid to wear your dresses and skirts.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Don't be afraid to be soft and gentle. You could be how you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I get something to drink?
Why you didn't get nothing to drink?
Mm-mm. We went to the bathroom.
Mm-mm. We going to Dollar Tree and we got this ice. Y'all can pour a pop up in there. We ain't spending no more money. No, ma'am. That's also come with being a woman. You learn how to budget your money. You ain't got money, keep on spending. Shit. Anybody got some questions? Anything y'all want to talk about?
So, it's like, basically, when you get older, you would, only some women would experience domestic abuse, I think, something like that. So then, it's where, like, you got an abusive boyfriend, and he doesn't want you to leave him, but you want to leave him. Because you found someone else. And plus, you're tired of the abuse. So say, if I have a boyfriend and then he punched me in my eye, like, yeah, I want to leave him. But then he doesn't let me. So that's basically like being abusive.
So what's the question? So I can answer it. I'm trying to figure out your question, baby.
I'm trying to figure out what is domestic abuse and why people are experiencing
it. Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. You know, it's a lot that got to do with why people experience domestic abuse. And one of the things that I've learned just as being older is to try to create some boundaries. You know, do y'all know how to create boundaries for yourself and in relationships?
Yes.
You have to set boundaries when you start dating. You know, you have to look for red flags when you start dating. And you got to always, no matter what, because this is something that TT learned from making a lot of mistakes. You got to learn when enough is enough. You know, you gotta learn that no matter what you're doing, whether you're in a relationship or out of a relationship, you still have to do for yourself. You still gotta have your self-love. You still gotta have your self-esteem. You still gotta have your self-goals. You have to keep up with yourself. And so a lot of people think because they keep up with their self in appearance that that's enough with being a woman. You still have to keep up with yourself in your spirit and with your mindset and with your goals and with your boundaries. So domestic violence is real because sometimes the relationship don't start off the way that everybody sees it. It don't start off with abuse. It starts off charming. You know, you might have a really nice guy. He might have really been a really nice guy. But when you have boundaries and you start paying attention to your boundaries, you start knowing what to look for. You start knowing how to say no. You start letting your yes mean yes and your no mean no. And only you know when it's enough, you know. But it's hard because sometimes when people get in these relationships,
sometimes they can't get out of them.
That's right. They don't have a support system or they don't have the mind frame to get out of them. So that's true.
Because sometimes it could end like very, very badly. Like say, you know, like, I find out that my boyfriend is super cool, so, yeah, I want to leave him, like, you know. And then I accidentally, you know, make his mind trigger and just...
You gonna have to stop watching goddamn Forensic Files. Because where did you get that from?
But that does happen.
Where did you get that from? You find out your boyfriend's a serial killer. You're right, though. You are absolutely right, though. Like, even though I'm laughing, you telling the truth, Nariah. You have to be careful, especially in today's world. You got to be careful with dating people and take your time. Don't be so quick to let people come in your house and come into your space. Meet people in public places. Let a friend know. Communicate with your friends who you're dating. Don't be so sneaky. Because if somebody don't know what you're doing, we have no way of protecting you. We have no way of figuring anything out. So even as y'all being young, I know it's stuff y'all gonna want to do. Kids gonna do sneaky stuff. Because TT was a kid. I was a teenager, okay? But you gotta find somebody you trust that you could talk to, okay?
Which is, that's gonna be her.
Yeah, but an adult too.
And you.
Okay, I want to be that for you. I want y'all to know that y'all can come to me, okay? You have to talk to people, because sometimes that adult may save your life, you know?
I got a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With somebody that doesn't really care, mm-hmm. and they're out in public and they're not really abusing you, and when you go home and they're really abusing you, mm-hmm. but why can't you just call the cops and tell them? Because won't they do something about it?
That's how you get killed.
Well, that's a good question, and you're right. They should, but sometimes it's just not. It's not black and white like that, because a lot of times people are scared. You know. What if the person is abusing you is, what if it's not in a relationship? What if it's a parent? Would you be quick to call the police on your parent?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like they was there for me when I was a child, so most likely I will run away and try to save myself. Most likely too. And I cannot save myself from my dad, because mm-hmm. he is too fast. he's really a car on wheels.
But no, seriously, but you see how you said that? That's what happens when people get in a relationship and they dependent on the abuser, because they remember all of the good things that this person done for them. You know, they remember the good things about this person, and sometimes they're in denial how bad the person really is. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like, I just try to use that as an example. I'm trying my best to explain to y'all what ain't nobody never explained to me. Y'all asking some good ass questions, though, I'll tell you that.
Yes, no good questions. With children, I ask a lot of questions. You could ask my mama that.
Well, that's good, though. You gotta ask questions. So, what was we left off at? Oh, any more questions?
No.
Anything else to say?
Uh-uh. Yes.
What would you like to say, Ryan?
I have a conspiracy theory.
What is the theory?
So, if girls get the periods, then what do boys get if they clean in their body, technically? So, what does that happen? Do they pee blood? Like, what does it happen?
Well, it don't happen like that for them, because our organs are internal and theirs on our sexual organs are internal and theirs is on the outside. So, because our reproductive system does eggs, that's why we have to go through this whole entire cycle to keep the eggs circulating, you know, and healthy. Keep your... It sucks. It don't even make sense to me. This is something I would like to ask God. Now, no disrespectful way, but this is something I would like to ask myself. But boys, they don't have it. They don't have it. They don't have to go through that. They go through their own struggles, especially young black men. But they don't go through the struggles that we go through when it comes to that monthly cycle. And I wish they experienced it, because maybe then they would be more understanding.
Wait.
I gotta say something for the boys. And no boys know what we go through.
They don't.
They don't know if we...
They do not.
And they be like, oh, it's just this. Oh, it's just that.
They don't understand.
You can just do this. And then they want to be mad at us when we say, you can do it yourself. We do everything ourselves.
I gotta say something for the boys. So if you know, all for grown men and teenage boys out there, not for the no young ones, because we. So if you have a girlfriend and she on her period, buy her something nice. That will make her day.
Yeah, tell them. Period.
Get them something nice to make their day. Maybe get maybe them favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know, like a plushie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's these reversible octopus things that you can find at most malls. It is where you could tell.
Well, I'm telling my boyfriend right now, don't give me that. I don't want the plushie things, but yes, continue.
So, and then, like, get her something nice to make her day, because pretty much they do everything.
Yeah.
They clean, they cook. Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, no offense to all the boys who could cook. No offense. Mm-hmm. But most of the relationships, the girl will be cooking.
And but you know, it shouldn't be that way. Because boys should cook. And boys do cook, you know.
Dad does cook, but he make mom cook.
Boys cook, you know. Boys will clean. You know. It should not be just a woman's job at all. You know, it shouldn't just be a woman's job. You know, I don't believe that. But I do think it just comes more natural to us because of the motherly energy that we possess. It just comes more natural, you know. We just have a more nurturing spirit. Like, women are just a little bit more nurturing when it comes to taking care of things. So, that's all. We're good homemakers. We are good homemakers. We're not just good homemakers, but we are good homemakers, you know. So, yeah.
I got one more thing to say for the boys.
Hmm.
If your woman is mad, you should probably get off the Xbox and play with her. That's the only reason that they would be mad, if you're not playing with them.
Yeah, if you're playing games on the Xbox, she gonna smack you right off the Xbox and break your monitor.
Okay.
Because that's what happened to mine.
No.
Girl. No, Naraya.
Stop. That's enough. Y'all do know y'all parents gonna hear this, right?
My mom don't even watch my podcast.
Oh, I'm sending it to her.
My mom?
Oh, yes.
My mom?
Your mom?
Do you know my mama?
Girl, I know your damn mama.
You know my mama? What's her name?
Girl, we recording.
What's my mama's name?
Yes, so we done had a good discussion. You know, I forgot to tell y'all some things that we need to prep for, you know. So now that we discussed all of this stuff with womanhood, what it means, domestic violence and cooking and cleaning and boys, we gotta talk about the basics of what you should do when you start your period. So now that you are on your period, you have to be overly clean, okay? So the first thing you need to do, make sure you're changing your sanitary napkins every 2 to 4 hours, okay? If you need to change it more, then you change it more. Number two, you might want to carry you some baby wipes with you because sometimes...
they wipe better.
They wipe a little better, yes. So you might want to carry you some baby wipes, okay? Number three, which you already doing a good job of all of this, keep you some extra underwear, okay? Keep you some nice little extra underwear inside of your purse, because that's what you got to do too. Now you got to carry you a purse with you with some little smell goods, you know. Sometimes, like me personally, when I'm on my cycle, I just get the overly urge to freshen up. Sometimes I even want to freshen up my face because I just kind of feel sweaty, like, you know, the older you get, the more issues you start having. Well, not all the time, but sometimes when you start having a cycle, you know. Number four, when you know it's time to come on, you need to have those pills handy in case you had cramps. You know?
My mom already got those for me.
That's right. So keep them handy. You know, everybody don't need... me personally, I don't take pills when I'm on my cycle. I just drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of water and I drink teas. So that helps me. Teas just always feel good. Water just always feel good. And normally when I'm coming on, I want something... like chicken, you know. I want chicken. Yeah, I want spicy, you know.
I woke up today, mm-hmm. and I wanted ice cream.
You want ice cream? That's common. A lot of people want ice cream. Want chocolate, you know. I want chocolate too. Like normally when I'm finna come on, I want some chocolate cake, chocolate cookies. You know, I want some chocolate. Also, okay, we discovered the hygiene part, keeping yourself clean and all that. You also need to track your periods. So, do you know how long your cycles normally run? Well, not your cycle. A cycle normally runs.
Yes.
How often?
Once a month, it would be 7 days, a whole week.
Okay. Well, that's for some. But I want to be honest with you because people will think 30 days, and sometimes it may not be 30 days. It could be 28 days. It could be every 20. It could be ranging from 21 to 31 days, you know. So the day that you came on, you need to mark it in the calendar, because your first couple of periods, you're going to have to do that just to keep track so that you know when it's coming, you know. So, you know, You just need to keep track, not just to make sure that it's not late, you know, but you also need to make sure that nothing else is going on with your body, because your cycle will let you know if something is going on in your body, okay? So you got to keep track. You know, you could download an app. It's an app that I'm going to show you. Let me, matter of fact, look for a kid-friendly one. I don't know how I feel about Flow. TT use Flow. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
This bussing with some pretzels.
Okay. Let's see. So they got another app that you could use called Teen Period Tracker. They got another one called Clover. And they got another one called Period Tracker Calendar. But you could do the good old-fashioned way like TT used to do and just use a calendar. So that's one of the things I'm going to buy you today, is a little planner with a little calendar in it. So you can mark it in your calendar. You could document, you know, and journal, because sometimes a girl just gets overly emotional and want to be poetic and shit when they on their period, you know? Right? Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
I'm not hungry no more. But I am feeling very, very... like, I'm feeling full of energy.
But really?
I'm very energetic.
You know what? Okay. That happens to me too. Like, the day before I come on, I be tired. I be really tired.
Man.
And then after it comes, I'm extra calm and I do have a lot of energy. But, you know, that's pretty common. So, yeah, we're going to get you some stuff today. We're definitely going to go get you a little calendar, get you a little starter kit, and we're going to get you a little journal so you could just, you know, document your whole journey. And make sure you explore your body, experience. Like, I didn't mean to say that. Don't explore. Well, listen, God damn it, I got to delete that part. But listen.